4.
Item 4, from the Director, Community Business Development Partners, requesting authorization to open a bank account with Tri-City National Bank for the microloan program. And on June 11, 2014, the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit recommended adoption of this item on a vote of 6-1.
And first of all, why don't you make your comment, and then I know there are some concerns with the Comptroller's Office. Do we have someone here from Comptroller's? Why don't you perhaps ask to Amy Petrichek, is that?
Yeah, the risk management, Amy?
No, not risk management.
That's what she is.
CJ.
CJ Paul, thank you.
Paul.
From why don't you ask Comptroller's Office while Mr. Norris is presenting this piece. Go ahead, Mr. Norris.
Okay, thank you. Madam Chair, Supervisor, yes, this is just part of the due diligence part in getting permission from the board to open an account with Tri-City Bank. Again, a brief history on that is as we were looking at areas in which we can make this microloan program affordable, and the lending institution, because of the size of the microloan program, the maximum dollar amount is $5,000. Many lending institutions particularly don't want to service such a loan of that size. We were fortunate to have Tri-City Bank willing to be the depository and give us some good fees as it relates to that. And so this document here is basically seeking your permission to open an account with the microloan program. I can.
Did you talk to the Comptroller's Office at all?
Yes. Just, again, a brief history behind that. As I said, as we were about to, when we received the funds, the donation for the microloan program, Milwaukee County, specifically our department, was in the process of putting the funds in the bank. The board approved putting the $100,000 in our budget. And so as a process of doing that, that's when we understood that North Milwaukee State Bank elected not to go with the program, so we held the check, and we've been holding the check since then. And so now the question is, do we go ahead and cut the check and put in Tri-City Bank? The Comptroller has some concerns. Maybe concerns is too strong, but in an effort to do our due diligence, we just want to make sure everything is done right. And so this is where we are at this point.
Right. Ms. Paul, why don't you come up to the table here, introduce yourself, and then you had sent me an email regarding some of the concerns with regard to the creation of a bank account from the Comptroller's point of view. So.
Right, no, and I don't think we have any concerns outside. Good morning, Chairman, Chairwoman, Supervisors. CJ Paul, Office of the Comptroller. We don't have any concerns. We are just responding to your request to open the bank account and then issues with the check, which we don't have any. I think everything's
well, as long as you're here, why don't you explain what the legal significance of creating a bank account is statutorily?
Well, I don't want to respond to the legal significance not being an attorney, but we're just following state statute, I believe. I don't have them off the top of my head. Oh, do you have a copy?
There you go.
State statutes basically require that the county board create or provide approval to create bank accounts. The other question was the check was actually written for the original account back in 2013. That check has not yet been cashed, so the Comptroller's Office will basically just have to cancel that check, which will provide expenditure authority in 2014 for them to reissue the new check. So.
Thank you for that summary. So it is the purview of the county board to approve opening of depository accounts in specific banks. I mean, that's a summary of what we're talking about here. All right, committee members, questions, concerns? We do have a resolution before us. All right, Supervisor Schmidt moves approval. It's to create a depository account at Tri-City National Bank, specifically for the microloan fund. And Mr. Norris, I think you indicated that many other banks were not willing to do this, correct?
That's correct, Madam Chair.
Tri-City Bank is actually a local bank. It formed through previously a couple of other smaller banks who formed together. So it continues to be a local bank, which is a good, I think, a good thing mm-hmm. for the board to deal with a local bank. Mm-hmm. If there are no other concerns, then we do have a motion on the resolution. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you, Ms. Ball, for coming up. All right, Madam Clerk, item 5.